Hello, welcome to the Thursday, May 16th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we got some news about the Pushto botnet. Pushto is not a new malware, but it's one of those pieces of malware that keeps getting shut down, but then it reemerges in a new and better form. This latest form added a domain name generation algorithm. What this means is that the domain that's being used to control the bots is no longer hard-coded. Instead, the bots will pick random or pseudo-random domains, sometimes several domains a day, in order to find a command and control server. The attacker, of course, knows how this algorithm works and then just registers a couple of different domains within this large space of domains that's possibly going to get used by the bot, hoping that enough of the bots will reach one of the domains that's actually hosting a legitimate command and control server. For defenders, of course, this makes block listing a lot harder. Also, sinkholing may not be as effective, but of course, researchers are able typically to figure out how the algorithm works and then at least register a couple of domains that are then being used by the bot. I've mentioned it before and will mention it again. The one way how you detect this and how you fight these types of bots is by looking for anomalies in your DNS requests. If you do have hosts that issue a lot of requests for odd domain names, then they may be infected with this type of malware. They really should stick out in your DNS logs based on the number of requests and typically also the patterns. The patterns are just more or less random domain names. And the Honeynet project released an interesting new tool called ConPot. ConPot is a honeypot for control systems. So essentially, it does provide a simple simulation of a Siemens controller. The way it's installed is as a Python script, so you don't actually need to procure a full controller. It just simulates essentially the interface of one. It also does simulate SNMP, so it does respond to SNMP probes. It is designed to be installed on Ubuntu, so if you have an Ubuntu system and use it as a honeypot, this may be a nice addition to it. And Oracle announced that it will change the numbering scheme for its Java updates. In the past, it was pretty straightforward and simple, just sequential. So, for example, right now we are at Java 7 update 21, and if there will be a patch in a couple days or so, that would be Java 7 update 22. The problem is that in addition to these irregular updates, Oracle also releases regular quarterly critical patch updates. And what Oracle would like to do is announce the update number for these critical patch updates ahead of time, but not knowing how many out-of-order patches it may have to release, that has been pretty tough. So what Oracle is going to do is that it is going to fix the update numbers for the next couple of critical patch updates, and in doing so, it will skip some update numbers, essentially leaving them open for critical out-of-order updates as they may become necessary. Not sure if that's actually easier or really more confusing, but essentially what you have to be ready for is that the update number, so the number after the lowercase u, may not be sequential, but that you may see some numbers being skipped here. And just a couple of quick news items. First of all, malicious email messages. I have seen quite a few that try to impersonate ADP, the payroll processor again, probably targeting your accountants. Then in Germany, there is an email going around claiming to be order confirmation from German Rail and trying to get people to click on that. And then in outages, looks like Syria is off the net again and appears to be BGP related, whether intentionally or not is not really clear at this point. In the past, there were also some issues with specific Syrian government domains that happened to be registered via US registrars and then as part of the embargo got yanked. And then a quick internal announcement. The United Storm Center is hiring. If you are a PHP developer and are located in Jacksonville, Florida, Denver, Colorado, or Northern Virginia, let me know. Well, thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.